The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Take. We'll see if Stephen A. can actually make it quick as we head to the association. The Mavs outlasted the Warriors last night, 116-113 behind Luka Doncic's 41-point, 12-rebound, 12-assist performance. Luka now tied with Dirk for most 40-point games in Mavs history. Stephen A., how incredible is that?
Luka's incredible. He's big time and what have you. He's a league MVP candidate. Dallas has to do a better job of getting help around him. Other than that, I have nothing to say because I don't like your tone with me. I thought you were quite cruel and I'm hurt.
Wow. Okay. Well, at least you got your pacing right for a quick take, so I'm glad we got reps with that. Let's bring in my guy, Swaggo. Where is he? Marcus Spears, are you here for us?
What's up, family? What's happening?
Marcus.
What's
there
up? What's up?
What's up, Benedict
voice.
Arnold? What's
Marcus,
up, Benedict?
Are you still in Bristol?
I'm saying.
What's I'm up, still ben? In Bristol, Molly. I'm working on it. I'm
oh
working
my gosh.
On it.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I see you've been going to Andy Authentic, all cleaned up.
Yeah, he's all cleaned up. He looks like a pastor.
Yeah. Andy's my guy.
Like TD Jake's little brother.
You know what I'm saying? Andy's like a surgeon. Tell him I say hi.
I will say this. Let me say something on national TV. Swaggo has elevated himself to be significant enough where he need to be in New York more.
He
need to be in New York more. I think a Swaggo. Now, Marcus Spears, that might be Bristol. But Swaggo needs to be in New York.
He is actually the only one of our contributors that isn't on set with
he
us.
He needs to
You're
be
right.
in New York more.
Yeah, we
I
need
love
to see your face.
That.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
But stay away from the burger
city
joint.
Anyway.
But stay away from the burger joint. You don't need to be eating those. Let's move on.
Every time, Molly. Every time. You need
Stop
to go to a damn burger joint.
Calories. Yeah.
You need to go to
eat
one.
Eat some protein.
I am. At 12 noon.
Oh, my gosh. Will you help
What's
me
up, man?
I
all?
Sure okay. will. I love right. Marcus. He's my buddy. He knows
he's
that.
A great guy.
He's a great
you
guy.
You got to meet his wife
what
and kids.
A good guy.
Great family,
too. What a great guy.
All right. So let's talk about Odell. So last season, the Rams went all in on OBJ, right? And they won the Super Bowl. So this season, Dallas is trying to do that. Jerry Jones confirming yesterday Dallas is all in on Odell despite getting kicked off a flight this weekend. However, Stephen A. is very confused why Dallas needs more help. Let's just flash back to that moment.
Why you got to go all in if you the Cowboys? What, you scared? You scared that you ain't got enough?
Oh,
is that,
stop,
is that what this is?
Man.
Is that what this is? Are
Everybody
you scared?
Tries
are you scared?
To get better.
Hold on, are you scared you don't have enough? Don't look like that. Don't look like that, Mina. You got CeeDee Lamb. You got Michael Gallup back. Okay, Schultz is in the house, all right? Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard is there. Dak Prescott is there. You even got a backup in Cooper Rush. You got an offensive line. What you need more for? What you need for more? Is it possible that they insecure? Is it possible that they scared? Is it possible that the Dallas Cowboys know? Oh, my God, let's hedge our bets at every turn. Because we going to fall.
He's a lot. I just want to apologize for him. Yeah, sometimes he's a lot. Do you think OBJ would make the Cowboys Super Bowl favorites?
Not the Sunday morning OBJ when they had to kick him off that plane. I mean,
what is wrong with you?
Time out. That's a disgrace.
What's a disgrace?
That's a disgrace.
What's a disgrace?
Here's a guy. First off, buy a private plane. That's one.
Stop it! Why you spending
on
people money for? You don't know how much money he's making. He's unemployed right now.
He's making millions of dollars. They made all the commercials.
Buy a plane.
Think about this for a second. Here's a guy at 9. First off, watch the games. Why is he on a plane at 9:30 in the morning? The NFL is on at 1. He's on a plane going to L.A. on American.
Hey, guys,
excuse me. Not on American.
Wow.
Not on American.
You don't know that? How you
yes,
know that?
I do.
They don't have live television on American. Huh?
They don't. They have
an entertainment system.
Not television.
That's why I always fly JetBlue.
So here is a guy, Delta. Well, go ahead.
He's a football fan, and
this
at 9:30 in the morning, he gets on a plane to go to LA.
You have lost your
Not
mind.
Not only that,
You've
he doesn't
mind.
Put his seatbelt on.
Oh my God.
And he's half asleep. Let me ask you a question. How about the Porsche? Can I finish?
Oh my God. Go ahead, man. Okay. You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
You too there, Swag. Don't pay attention. How about the poor slob in the back of the plane? Okay, can I talk about this for a second?
Yeah.
Who's got a connection to Tahiti. All right? Of all places. And he somehow, someway misses his connection because the plane's about to take off. And they got to go back to the gate to drop him off because he won't put his seatbelt on. And the poor slob in the back row can't get his flight to Tahiti because they missed the connection at LAX. Because he is too out of it.
I can't believe I'm here witnessing this right now.
And this is the guy you want to bring the Dallas Cowboys.
I can't believe I'm listening to this.
You guys must be crazy. You can have him. Oh, my God. Oh, both of you.
Oh, my God.
You too. I'm surprised. You, the both of you, you can have them. You don't need all that. It's a guy who was half asleep on a plane, and they put his seatbelt on, and the poor people in the back had to sit around to
what
rush him off the plane. You think that's right? You
what
think that's
happening?
A fair thing?
Is it possible? I mean, you don't know what the situation was. He could have took some Ambien and was just knocked out, a little sleepy. You don't know
at
what's going on.
At 9:30 in the morning, who takes Ambien at 9:30 in the morning, Steve?
He might take it out a few hours early because he might have been hanging out late. You know what I'm saying? This might be his last. This might be his last hurrah. Yeah. Like, he hanging out because he knows he's about to be on the team and he ain't going to have the luxury of being able to hang out. So he hung out one last Saturday night. Okay, and got on a plane and was a bit sleepy. Damn, that ain't a crime.
Yeah, what's wrong
ain't
with
taking
wheels up so you don't hold everybody else up in the back
it's,
of the plane?
It's because everybody ain't got your money. Everybody ain't got your money.
You know what I'm saying? Odell's got my money and he's got your money.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
You don't know that? You don't know that?
I've seen your bank account.
You're high,
but not as high as him.
Hey, listen. I don't, you know, it's very sparingly that I've had the luxury and the fortune of using wheels up and stuff like that. That's not often for me, okay?
Hey, man, people. I didn't come on this show to hear about y'all first world problems. Let's get to the damn question.
Excuse me. You got the same problems we got. Stop
no,
acting
I don't.
Like you,
no,
stop
I don't.
Like you don't.
No, I don't.
That's how I act like you don't.
You and Mad Dog been making this. Y'all been making this paper for a long time.
Right?
Mad Dog, I am so disappointed in you.
Yes.
I mean, I am utterly disappointed.
You just said
we are friends, and we are. But we ain't friends right now, damn it. Okay? First of all, Mad Dog, tell me this. What's the name of the owner of the Dallas Cowboys?
Jerry Jones.
When the last time he gave a damn about something that happened to somebody to sign on this team? When has the moral
Good
compass
point.
Stopped Jerry Jones from signing somebody? This is almost like OBJ got on the plane, flew his regular time, landed, and then everything was fine. This don't mean nothing. Jerry didn't even say it don't mean anything to him. The second thing is this, Mad Dog, okay? Because I know what your ploy is. Let this would have been the New York Giants in the seat for OBJ to sign. Mad Dog would be on First Take spewing this foolishness. He wouldn't be talking about the Giants don't need to sign him. He'd be sitting here talking about Daniel Jones needs that guy. Daniel Jones needs a number one wide receiver. That's what you would be saying, Mad Dog. Am I lying? Because you don't get quiet too often. Are you quiet because it's the truth?
Remember, the Giants are so desperate for somebody, they would have to overlook the not fastening the seatbelt. And I'd have to put him on the plane.
Overlook the not fastening.
So, I mean, that
seatbelt.
Is. So, overlook the not fastening.
The overlook the not fastening of the seatbelt.
So, the team.
He's talking about him like he committed a crime.
He did.
So, the team.
He rushed him off the freaking plane.
He did.
So, the team I got to sit here. The team I got to sit here every year. Every year I got to sit here. Every year I got to sit here and listen to this crazy man, Stephen A., tell me about the Cowboys ain't won a Super Bowl or made playoff games in a quarter century. And you going to bring desperation into the fold for the New York Giants, Mad Dog? Who the hell you think more desperate? We just came off the Giants winning one in the early 2000s.
Who you think more desperate to win one? Strays? What do the Giants have to do with
that? Well, so he's a stray
because
now.
Mad Dog,
no, catching
Molly,
strays.
Because
well,
if Mad Dog, because if Odell Beckham Jr. and
irrelevant.
All of this talk was about Odell Beckham Jr. signing with the New
That's
York
right.
Giants,
irrelevant.
Not only would it be great for Mad Dog and his radio show for him to either be mad or happy, it would also be good for the Giants, which deep down he probably root for.
Well, let me ask
Let's just be honest.
Can I ask both of you guys this, especially you, the both of you? You're telling me right now that doesn't indicate a character flaw? That he's so out of it at 9:30 in the morning he can't put a seatbelt on in an aircraft?
Mad Dog, no.
You're going to defend that?
You're going to sit up there and act like some dude with a connecting flight to Tahiti was a victim? And you got the audacity to ask us
how
questions?
You
sitting up there. How do you know?
There were 150 people on that plane. That's
why somebody
had a connecting flight somewhere.
Are we sure? You care about the people.
How do you know it wasn't a direct flight?
You care about the people.
Are you sure?
You can't fly to Miami to Tahiti. You got to stop in L.A. You got to change planes.
How do you know somebody was going to Tahiti?
Oh, Hawaii.
How do you know? It? Yeah. No,
Tokyo.
The volcano erupted.
Hong Kong. I don't know where.
The volcano erupted
in Hawaii.
Ain't nobody going there.
No, hold on. That's the original point.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't have a problem with, you don't think that's a character flaw?
No.
That he's so out of it at 9:30 in the morning, he can't even put his seatbelt on the plane?
No, I think he's sleepy.
Not based on the reports. He walked off the plane. He seemed fine to me.
Looked fine.
You understand? Looked fine
to me. They took the plane from the runway and brought it back to the gate because he wouldn't put the seatbelt on. They couldn't wake him up.
How do we know that the flight attendant didn't overreact?
Mad dog.
How do we know that?
The bottom line is this, Mad Dog. Jerry Jones don't give a damn about the seatbelt or the plane coming back or any of that.
Yeah, he's right about that.
Because the question is, would OBJ make the Cowboys Super Bowl favorites? No, he would not make them the favorites. But he would play into them being way better than they are right now, and he would put them in a better position than they in right now. That's why when I had to listen to that damn soliloquy from you, Stephen A., the other day with Mina and Keyshawn, who won't cut you off when you're spewing blasphemy, how in the hell do you not think that the Cowboys need OBJ?
No, see, once again, first of all, that's you. Your ears are clogged. I got some Q-tips for you to help you out.
That's not what I said.
Excuse me, zip it, because you said you would interrupt me, all right? So you didn't hear my point, because you were busy at home interrupting me
while you were
sitting there at your palatial spot in Texas, okay? No, not paying any
state income tax.
That's what you were doing while I was talking, all right?
Can I say something? I'd like to characterize everyone's sentiments of what's happening right now. So Mad Dog does not think it's normal that somebody should get escorted off a plane at 9:30 in the morning.
Without a seatbelt.
Fair point.
They can't wake him up.
So he's raising some eyebrows. Stephen A. and Marcus not bothered by that. He didn't break the law. Stephen A. thinks that it's pathetic that the Cowboys need to go all in because if they're all that, why do they even need to get OBJ? Right. They should already be Super Bowl bound. That's his point. And then Marcus Spears is saying that he does want OBJ and he's fine that at 9:30 in the morning he's escorted off the plane. Not a big deal.
That's what makes you that matriarch.
So that's what everyone said. Okay, so that's what everyone said. Can I break now?
Let me say this.
Let me say this.
I got to ask him.
Honestly,
this man said this. Swagger, I never said that it wouldn't make the Cowboys better. What I said was, it's a damn shame that y'all bloviating 1 minute about how you got enough, and then you turn around politicking and campaigning and recruiting him to the degree that you have. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the Cowboys team. That's what I said.
Molly, I know we got to wrap, but we can't rap with that foolishness
that's not foolishness.
Let me ask you a question. What did the Buffalo Bills do this offseason?
What did they do? They went and got Von Miller.
So why do they say they ain't need him?
Because their defense wasn't great and they needed to get to
the
quarterback.
They were the number one defense in the NFL.
They needed to get to the quarterback.
Molly, go to commercial.
You heard what I said.
Go to commercial, Molly.
Don't be sticking your hand out like you're trying to touch somebody.
How in the hell does the team in the playoffs against the Kansas City Chiefs did what the Buffalo Bills
did? They couldn't get to Patrick Mahomes.
All right.
And the Cowboys need more production from wide receivers, Stephen A.
I think they said they had enough.
Sam, I'm sorry. That's our
fault.
Sam, my apologies.
Mad Dog,
I'm so disappointed in you. You don't give a damn about OBJ being escorted off no plane.
Oh, yes, I do.
You would not care. You don't care about
that. If that was you, Marcus, on that plane, you'd be bashing a cockpit. I got a flight to catch to Honolulu.
I absolutely would have. Absolutely.
A connected flight.
Why is it always that's the most argument.
This man said he would.
Honolulu, Tahiti, Japan, whatever coming up with next. You're unbelievable.
Right.
You're unbelievable, man. You're unbelievable.
That's when you got money when Tahiti comes to your mind.
I'm going to be stuck in the West Side Highway
for about 36 minutes.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
What an exciting year it has been for Miami, led by that man. So let's take a look at the numbers, fellas. Marinate on this. This season, the Dolphins are 8-1 in games started by Tua, with the one loss being against the Bengals, where Tua left, of course, with that injury. The Dolphins average nearly 28 points per game with Tua starting, compared to just 16.5 when backups Teddy Bridgewater and Skylar Thompson have started for the Fins. Swagoo is back here with us. Marcus, I'm going to start with you. Are the Dolphins the most dangerous offense in the NFL, sir?
Yes, I believe so. And it's because Tua's accuracy, it's because the creativity of what Mike McDaniels is doing as a head coach, but more importantly, Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. I think we've gotten a little bit away from talking about Jaylen Waddle and how explosive he is as well, with both of these guys being on the field. And I know conventionally you would say the Kansas City Chiefs, and fairly, like, there's an argument to be had there. But when I look at the Miami Dolphins and you think about quick strike and a team that can change games immediately with who they have on the outside, this is the team for me. And now they've implemented a run game. Tua is playing at a very high level. I remember when people said he couldn't play or he wasn't good, and the dude had played like 4 games. Like, realistically, where was the book on Tua before everybody cast him out of the damn NFL? But when you look at this offense and you think about how difficult it is to guard the two guys that they have on the outside, the accuracy of this quarterback, the creativity of this play caller, and Mike McDaniel, their head coach, I think it is the toughest guard in the NFL when you talk about the offense and being the most dangerous.
Swagoo, the Dolphins have 8 wins. This dynamic offense scores all these points against these opponents: the Lions, the Bears, the Browns, and the Texans.
Yep.
They scored 21
points in the fourth quarter against the Ravens.
And I saw Jacksonville go right down the field without timeouts last week with Trevor Lawrence and put the ball in the end zone. So I don't want to hear about the Ravens either.
Okay.
Throw it. They've got to be fair. I mean, the Raven defense is not that good in a big spot. Throw in the fact that against Buffalo, they scored 21 points against a pretty good defense. They didn't do anything there from that. They didn't score a ton of points against Belichick in week one. Can I see Tua against a big team on the road in cold weather? Let him score 30 points this week against San Francisco. Let him go to that stadium against that defense, and let me see Waddle. Is that fair?
That's fair.
All right. We agree on that.
But Mad Dog, all we have right now is what we have.
I understand.
Okay.
I understand.
All right.
But here is the best offense in football. Has the best weapons. Ready?
Who's that?
The Vikings.
Oh, God.
The team that scored 3 points against the Cowboys?
They scored. They had a bad game. 100%.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Did you just say bad game?
Well, I mean, you just brought up all of the worst things about the Dolphins.
Swagoo, hold on for a second. You mean a bad game against the Dallas Cowboys? Didn't you start off the show holding the bad game against the Kansas City Chiefs that they had?
You sure did, because I was watching.
When they lost 24-20?
Right. Well, we matched them up against Buffalo.
I'm just saying, this is what you did. Well, this is what you did. Okay, so
how many points they score against the Bills?
You're going to just sit up there and say bad game when you lose 40-3?
Mm-hmm.
Did you just hold Ohio State against Ohio State that they got blown out this weekend?
There are certain games that you have to play better.
Wasn't Minnesota playing at home when they lost by 37 to the Cowboys?
The week before against Buffalo on the road.
They should have lost that game if Josh Allen and the center know how to snap the ball together.
He didn't. How many points did they score? 33.
Excuse me. That was a touchdown that they scored when he bobbled that snap. It was really like 24 points they scored that game. But
yes,
go ahead.
Mad Dog. Yeah.
Is Jefferson the best receiver in football?
I would take Tyreek Hill.
It's close. Be fair.
I would take Tyreek Hill.
Okay, let me ask it this way. Is Jefferson in the conversation?
Yeah. He's elite. Yes, absolutely.
He's elite.
Is the tight end great? Is Hockenson a great player?
He's good. I ain't saying great. He's good.
He's good.
He's good.
Right. He's good.
Right. Is Thielen a very good secondary receiver?
Thielen's
solid. He's all right.
Yep.
All right.
He kind of faded away because of Justin Jefferson, but he's good.
All right, how about Cook running the ball?
Cook is good.
Top 10.
At least, all right?
Yep.
So you got one of the best receivers, one of the best running backs, a very good tight end, and another good secondary receiver.
And they got spanked two games against Philly and Minnesota.
And then you have a quarterback who's having an incredible year.
Oh, Lord, incredible. Oh, my goodness.
So you put, with a decent offensive line, they scored 33 against Belichick on Thursday night.
Yep.
They were unstoppable offensively. Mm. They went into Buffalo and buried the Bills.
Can I ask you a question?
This offensive team is a big time offensive team.
I need to ask you a question because it's on my mind. you're a person, mad dog, that never hesitates to bring up things from an historical perspective. You'll give us stuff from the 1920s if we let you. I have to remind you that. Could you make sure you mention stuff with people that were born today?
He did say that.
Could you do that for me, please? Remember I said that? But somehow, some way, we just going to ignore all the times that Kirk Cousins' numbers looked pretty good. But then when it really, really counted, he was nowhere to be found. We just going to ignore that?
Yeah, that mad dog is.
Just going to ignore
and
that.
I actually think Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback. Come on, Stevie, you got to be fair.
You got to be fair. Where's your fairness?
All right. Are we going to ignore the games with Tua in Tennessee getting benched in Buffalo 2 years ago, Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Are we going to ignore the fact that he is undefeated, the Dolphins are undefeated in games he started and finished this year? He didn't have Tyreek Hill in the past. He's got him now. He's got Tyreek Hill and Waddle now. It's a different ballgame. Oh, by the way, no disrespect, because I am a Brian Flores fan. I wish he was still a head coach in this game. But let's confess, you know, we heard that wasn't necessarily his choice, that Justin Herbert, who we all love, that was his preference. But Tua is there right now under a different coach, albeit with Tyreek Hill as his quarterback. So let's not forget that either, if we're going to be fair.
That's the point I want to make. Last year in Tennessee, he benched him. He took him out of the game. 2 years ago in Buffalo, he took him out of the game.
Well, he doesn't.
Can I see Tua against the big team before I sit there and tell me they're the greatest offensive team in the history of? Right. They're not Coryell Stargis.
I'd like to say something.
Most dangerous.
Well, I mean,
I'd like to say something. Yesterday, Stephen A. had a list. It's called Stephen's A List. It's fluid. I brought up the Minnesota Vikings that they were 9-2, and I got laughed at by everybody.
That's right. Laughed at.
Laughed at. They laughed.
Nobody wanted to talk about Minnesota.
He's good at it. Ms. Swagger, why are you so down on the Vikings?
Okay.
What do you care about Cousins?
I tell you why. Because it's not a sexy enough team.
I never brought up money.
No, Molly.
That's why for him. I know him.
But it's justifiable. If you're making a list of the top five teams, all right, which I think Minnesota is a good football team, you can't put them in the top five if they lose by 37.
You can't do that.
They just had a better record than a lot of
you
the teams
of
out
all
there.
People.
Coming up.
That's usually four for exile with you.
Molly.
You're just going to ignore
you want to be on like Mad Dog side today, don't you?
I keep saying coming up, but they don't roll the bumps. I'm not sure what's happening.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/firsttake. That's amazon.com/firsttake to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Oh, it's another Mad Dog Wednesday, and boy, is he amped up. Doggy, Why are you mad?
If you're a coach, I don't want to hear it this weekend. I don't want to hear a writer either. Don't be picking on Saturday for not calling that timeout there late in the Pittsburgh game when he should have Don't be picking on him. Yeah. And, you know, this is the reason why you can't get a guy who's inexperienced. Did you see Todd Bowles late Sunday against the Browns when they had the ball in regulation? He didn't call a timeout. They lost the game in overtime. Did you see Pete Carroll going for two at 21-9 in Seattle? Did you see McCarthy, 4th-and-2 on Thanksgiving Day in his own territory, going for a first down against that pathetic Giant offense? Did you see McDermott, 4th-and-2 against Minnesota early in the year, not kick the field goal and goes for the touchdown? So if you don't sit there and knock those guys, leave Sidney alone. Okay. He's allowed to make a mistake. Number
That's
one.
Fair. I don't know if you should talk about clock management issues this week.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I was stuck. I was parked on the West Side Highway. That was my excuse. Okay, here's the point. Here's my problem with you. All the points that you brought up about the other coaches are true. The Mad Dog Russo I know and love would sit up there and say, you're in the big time now. So you get judged just the same way everybody else gets judged. Just because you got people that are willing to call out Jeff Saturday for the mistakes that he made with not using his timeouts doesn't mean that they're crucifying him or anything. You're calling it like you see it like you would with anybody else.
But they're using the fact that you should never have gotten a job because he's inexperienced. That's my point.
My point to you, though, is this. They're going to open themselves. He's going to open himself to those criticisms because of his inexperience. But to call him out on it, if you are a coach in the NFL, Jeff Saturday would want to be treated like any other coach in the NFL would be treated.
Just don't treat him as the poster boy of inexperience because there's a lot of coaches who make the same mistake. Can we buy that?
Yes. Okay. Yes, okay. That's fair.
Number
what
two,
else are you mad about?
How about the Rose Bowl? Can you get off your high horse, please? Have you read the ESPN story? That they are going to be difficult here. They got a deadline today to agree with this college football playoff. Well, we have the 5 o'clock slot on New Year's Day with the San Gabriel Mountains. We're not giving that up for anything. Calm down. Time out. Do what's right for college football. College football needs a playoff system. We need the 12 teams. It's fun for everybody.
Yes, we do.
Get out of the way. Work with them. To sit there and get on your high horse with the Tournament of Roses nonsense, trust me, nobody cares. Playoff system must go, and you must play along. That is point two.
I can agree with him 1,000%. I'm a strong advocate for a 12-team playoff system. Nothing should get in the way of that. And by the way, you're the Rose Bowl. You've been cheap for years. I went to the Rose Bowl. Damn it, they need some cushions on those seats. Those seats feel like splinters. You know what I'm saying? It hurt. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I mean, back.
I saw that on the road.
Exactly.
Beyonce.
It's like a damn high school.
It was incredible.
It's like an enlarged, high school stadium. They need to do better. They make enough money. They need to
it's
do better.
Or
we agree on it.
All right, what else are you mad about?
Listen.
Okay.
When you have a leader.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington in glory.
Yeah.
Yes.
When you have a leader, Guadalcanal.
Yeah.
Guadalcanal.
I expect the leaders to be and set an example and be on time. All right? You wouldn't see me late for a radio show. I'm here every day at 10. This is a disgrace. Look at this. We got Danny running with him. This is a joke. Right, he's not 2 minutes late. He's not 8 minutes late. He's 6 segments late. And he's not exactly Jim Ryan going back to the old days running a marathon. And then he stops when he gets tired. I mean, geez, run all the way for crying out loud. Leave at 7 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing? You're our fearless leader. And here it is. You show up at 10. What time was it?
I think it was like 10:24.
10:20, and then he has to get his makeup on, have his little bagel, his little yogurt, little coffee.
Yeah.
He walks in here at 10:36 in the morning. That is a disgrace.
Yeah.
Because he's got a perfect. The West Side Highway's always a mess. Leave at 7:30. That is a joke. You should be ashamed of yourself. I'm disappointed in you. You're the leader of this brigade. You're the captain. Captains don't do that. Okay. I'm finished.
I just was taking a moment. I just need one more moment.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you should say anything.
I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, just take your punishment.
I have nothing to say.
Yeah, just be quiet.
I have nothing to
just
say.
Just be quiet.
You're going to call me on Mad Dog Radio to chastise me too?
I'm going to leave with you at 3:05.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast.
Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com. That bad man in Green Bay is down, but don't rule him out just yet. Aaron Rodgers, who is already dealing with a broken thumb, left Sunday night's loss against the Eagles with a rib injury. He was replaced with Jordan Love, who went on to throw 113 yards and a TD. But Rodgers doesn't want you to get used to him not under center just yet. Take a listen to this.
We're not eliminated. I got good news with the scans yesterday, so I plan on playing this week. We got a chance to run the last five and see where we stand after that. Go to my one of my favorite places to play down in Chicago and hopefully, you know, get a big win, get into the bye week, get healthy, and see where we can get to.
All right. The Broncos have something in common with the Packers as they're two teams both struggling with quarterbacks at the helm, with Green Bay entering the season with the fifth shortest odds to win the Pro Football Championship in Denver, having tied for the seventh best odds. Both teams sit at eight losses each and are long shots to win the Pro Football Championship, with Denver having the third longest odds at 1,000-1. Swagoo is back. Stephen A., which team has the more complicated quarterback outlook? Is it the Broncos or the Packers?
I definitely think it's the Denver Broncos. you know, the other night when the Packers were down 13-0 and Aaron Rodgers came back and gave them the lead 14-13 with two touchdown passes, stuff like that, the way he was throwing the football, we know what he can do. If Christian Watson continues to evolve and develop the way that he has, they could be a 1-2 punch, assuming that, you know, things work out for Aaron Rodgers staying in Green Bay past the season, which there's no reason to think otherwise with the money he'd count against their cap if they, you know, if anything was compromised. The Denver Broncos are a disaster. And I'm going to regurgitate the same comment, Swagoo and Mad Dog, that I've said for months now. The only thing good that Russell Wilson has brought to Denver is Sierra. That's it. Nothing else. Nothing. The game is not there. He is a shell of himself. Now, I believe Russell Wilson to be a future Hall of Famer. I believe Russell Wilson can resurrect himself and his career. But it cannot be with Nathaniel Hackett. That man, there are guys that we just look at. Dougie, you know this. I know this. As guys that have been in the media covering these sports, you just see a dude, and I'm not questioning Swagoo, his X's and O's, his knowledge about football. I'm talking about being a leader of men. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about galvanizing troops. He don't have it. He don't have it. And for Russell Wilson, that's why you saw the defensive lineman get in his face, because that defense in Denver is real, and they've been playing well. And Russell Wilson, not only are you not giving him a chance, but because you're so even keel and you're so mellow and there's nothing fiery about you or whatever, you got Purcell and others like, come on, get your stuff together.
Yeah.
Damn, you got us, you leaving us hanging. And he couldn't hold it anymore. Remember, that guy, his best friend, got traded in order for Russell Wilson to arrive in Denver. And so when you look at Hackett, who clearly is in over his head and doesn't know what he's doing, and you hear Russell Wilson spewing his support for Hackett when nobody on the team believes that Hackett deserves it. You got new ownership in Denver. The Walmarts, they didn't hire Hackett. This change coming. And with all of those things taken into consideration, but you being stuck with Russell Wilson's money, not only is it expected to be a new coach in Denver next year and arguably a new system, but there needs to be a new Russell Wilson, somebody who does a better job of ingratiating himself with his teammates than the coach and the company he works for. It needs to be about those teammates, because those brothers right now, they don't believe in the Russell Wilson they're seeing. And I don't blame them. I'm not sold that it'll stay that way. I'm just talking about how he looked right now.
They don't believe in him, and I don't blame them. I really don't.
Stephen A., that's fair. And but I equate complicated to what we may see down the road. And the problem in Green Bay is this. You pay Aaron Rodgers $50 million, obviously, and we know Aaron Rodgers' greatness and what he's done as a quarterback, but you also have a first-round draft pick that hasn't played now going on 4 years. So when we start talking about complicated, I think the Green Bay Packers are about to be in a situation where they got to make a decision on one of these guys. And it may be Jordan Love, and that may be simple. It may not be anything complicated about that. But the complication for me comes in is, if you get rid of Jordan Love, how long do you have Aaron Rodgers, and where are you when Aaron Rodgers leaves? And we don't know. Like we could sit here and say that it's been a 3-year, $150 million contract signed. We honestly don't know what Aaron Rodgers is going to be thinking when this offseason approaches. We don't know how Green Bay is going to go forward as far as having Aaron Rodgers either, because I think a trade is a possibility in Green Bay. I may be standing on the ledge by myself, but I do believe that that's a possibility with this franchise and this organization with Aaron Rodgers, and it does not have anything to do with Aaron Rodgers' ability to play the quarterback position, because I think he's still good. I believe some other team across the league will give up a lot to get Aaron Rodgers to be their quarterback if they feel like they're a quarterback away from having the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. The situation in Denver ain't complicated for me. You just paid Russell Wilson $250 million, and you really broke it down. The coach is going to be out before Russell Wilson, and it only becomes complicated if you get somebody in there that puts Russell Wilson in the situation that he's used to and comfortable with, and he doesn't play well. Right now, there are so many other things to attribute. That takes nothing away from how bad Russell Wilson is playing. We've talked about that ad nauseum. He is playing horrible. He has a lot to do with how bad the Denver Broncos look at the current moment. But we know the coach is going to be out. We know that the fix is going to be about surrounding Russell Wilson with people that hopefully can get him back to a level in which he was playing at in Seattle. The complication in Green Bay is literally for number 12. You do not know how he's going to be feeling, how he's going to approach the offseason, how he's going to approach coming into next season with the Green Bay Packers, and you have a quarterback that you drafted, traded up to get, that hasn't played at all, and at some point, you got to figure out if he can play or if you're going to try to move him. That's complicated to me.
Yeah, 100%. I was going to go with Stephen A., but you're better. You're right. Jordan Love makes this a very tricky situation.
Tricky.
As far as Green Bay is concerned. And let's do one thing. I hear the announcers do it all the time. It drives me crazy. The Packers are not making the playoffs, okay?
They're not.
I mean, Rodgers telling me we're going to run the table.
Please.
You're 4-8, okay? They also lost to Washington and lost to the Giants. They have no tiebreaker. You're not making the playoffs. I see this constantly. Well, these teams can still win. No, they can't. All right? I saw it the other night. The Colts are in the mix. The Colts were not in the mix. They're 4-6-1. The season was over. Plus, you got a lousy game. Then you got a lousy game. It drives me crazy. Anyway, having said that, I think he's right. I think the man is right. You didn't think about it properly.
Man, no,
you got beat here.
Right.
I stayed out of it. They asked me to say, Chris, be the moderator here.
I didn't think I.
And grade it properly.
I still think I'm right.
And I'm going to grade it right. He is 100% right.
Right.
Rod Wilson
right.
stinks. Wilson shot. There's nothing they can do. They gave
not
up a
shot.
Fortune. Oh, he's shot.
He's not shot.
Oh, he's shot. You're
he
crazy.
Just needs a new coach.
No, you can't blame everything on Hackett. That's not fair. To blame it all on a coach. This guy's a Hall of Fame quarterback, and you're going to blame it all on a coach? How about him making a few plays once in a while?
He should.
Against Carolina, they scored 10 points. Defensive lineman's right.
Sometimes coaches put you in a better situation to do it.
Spears with Marcus would do the same thing. So it's not a question of complication in Denver. It's a question of ineptitude. The quarterback stinks. So if a man, and you want to fire Hackett, go ahead. It's over. Wilson shot. He was banned last year. He's not 24. And he's out. Goodbye. See ya. And they gave up all these draft picks. They're dead. Forget Seattle. The issue with Green Bay.
Denver.
I'm sorry. He's a Swaggle. Good job. This Love thing makes it impossible. What are you supposed to do? You got Love to give.
Okay, judge and jury. Can I go to commercial break now?
Not yet. Give me a second.
Sam, talk to him.
Jordan, they got a number one pick there. They got to play him. What are they going
to
play him?
Trade him to the Jets for Zach and picks.
Sam, don't put hands on us. Sam, go put hands on us after this show.
You better call Sam Tanucci after this show and apologize.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
I just needed to give that a moment. That was Stephen A. being reprimanded by the one and only Mad Dog Russo. Doggy, tell people you do a segment we all love. It's Tell Us Why You're Mad, essentially.
Well, because too,
and
yesterday,
you were mad. Tell him what
he left at 9:30 from his mansion there up on the Upper West Side.
Yeah.
And he thinks I zipped on to, in my Lincoln. Zipped down to the
not a Lincoln.
East, whatever.
Keep going,
car.
Though.
It's a big one, whatever.
No, it's definitely
and I zipped down
Lincoln.
To the East Side. And
I
get
think
down
it's
to
like
the,
a Lamborghini, actually.
Well, get down to the Brooklyn Bridge in 30 minutes on a Tuesday of what is he?
Do you know what time he showed up to the A block?
10:25.
Yeah.
And I let him run.
Do you know what he got here? Wait, this is what he did. He got here and said, where's my blueberry muffin and my tea?
That's a disgrace. Did you really do that?
I did not. She's
you
lying. She's lying. But
you're
okay.
Lying.
Okay, that's all right.
Lied.
And then Molly said that. That was for Molly Jones.
You drove Mike crazy for not having the blueberry muffin in the front.